Live from Washington, D.C., this is Warbird Radio.
Log on now to FightingColors.com. That's FightingColors.com for more on Gary Velasco and his amazing nose art. That's FightingColors.com.
Hi, this is Mike Chilson, host of the RC Skill Builder Show here on Warbird Radio. If you're interested in scale models, join us every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern for interviews and the latest news and events in RC Skill. The RC Skill Builder Show here on Warbird Radio.
Meet Miss Evelyn. She's been eating Tommy's hot dog salad for years. In fact, she's the one who invented it.
Well, my daddy was a coal miner way back when, and he used to tell me, he'd say, Evelyn, darling, I want something that'll last me from lunchtime all the way to breakfast time because your mom is cooking so bad. So one morning I woke up and I made daddy some famous hot dog salad that I'd learned how to make back in high school. And he said, well, daddy, darling, what's this? And I said, well, daddy, it's Evelyn's hot dog salad. He said, Evelyn, nobody wants nothing named after a fat girl. That just sounds awful. Evelyn's hot dog salad. I said, well, daddy, we'll call it Tommy's hot dog salad, named after him, Tommy. And it just caught on. You know, people just said, what's that? It's just so good. And I said, well, it's Tommy's hot dog salad.
Try a fresh hot bowl of Tommy's hot dog salad tonight. It's available in two flavors, El Tommy Tom Tom Fiesta and our traditional Tommy's Choice, both made with pure 100% hot dog meat. Try a bowl today, and you'll be saying,
it's just so good.
This is Don Kennedy, host of Big Band Jump, a part of Warbird Radio. Tune in, take off with the excitement of Warbird Radio.
High G's and high octane. This is Warbird Radio. Tune in, take off.
Hi, and welcome to the RC Skill Builder Show. Today is Tuesday, February 1st, 2011. Geez, where's this year going already? I'm your host, Mike Chilson, and I'm glad you could be here with us tonight. I'm still laughing over that Tommy's hot dog salad commercial. I'm not sure.
Made with 100% real hot dog meat, Mike.
Yeah, remember, yeah, that was awesome.
It's just so good. So your show tonight, courtesy of Tommy's tonight. There you go.
Anyway, I want to welcome you to the show. I'm glad you could join us tonight live. If you're listening live, stay tuned in to us, and you'll be able to call in and ask questions, discuss things, and maybe even win some glue tonight. If you're listening to the podcast, try and join us one Tuesday night if you can. We'd love to have you live here on the show. Our guest tonight is a good old friend of RCScaleBuilder.com, Larry Katona, owner of Precision Cut Kits. Welcome to the RC Scale Builder Show, Larry.
Thank you, Mike. It's a pleasure to be here.
Man, we had you here last year, and I wanted to kind of touch base with you and see what's been going on over the last year. But before we get into that, why don't you kind of tell people a little bit about what Precision Cut Kits does and the products that you offer?
Okay. Precision Cut Kits offers kits from plans. And when the giant scale airplane thing got started quite a few years ago now, There weren't any really big airplanes. And once we got big engines, everybody wanted bigger airplanes. So along came some great designers like Nick Sroley, Roy Valancourt, Wendell Hostetler, Jerry Bates, and on and on and on, that started selling plans. Well, that was great. So now you could get plans for the big airplane that you wanted, but a lot of guys just didn't have the equipment or the material or the skills to cut all those parts out. And that's where we come in. We take those plans with working with closely with the designers and, of course, with their permission, and we take those plans and convert all those parts into a kit. It's just like you could go to a hobby shop and buy many of the off-the-shelf kits. You can now buy most of the plans that are available as a kit from us, again, with the cooperation of the designers.
Gotcha. So basically, once someone purchases the plans and the parts from the designer, then they can approach you about buying a wood kit to build the model, right?
Correct. And as it evolved over the years, it started out as just the wood kits, and now we offer full wood kits, we offer short kits, we offer replacement wing kits, we offer kits for the, now a lot of the designers have added to their lines fiberglass fuselages, which some of the guys are very that some of the guys find very appealing. Mm-hmm. So we also have a kit available for those, for the fiberglass fuse itself, which is different than the full wood kit.
I got you. So what you guys do, I guess, just to make sure that everyone understands, is once you have a short kit cut, then you, if you're buying a full kit from your company, you guys add the additional wood for sheeting, stringers, et cetera, blocks that are needed for the model. Is that correct?
Correct. The full wood kit is going to give you all the wood you need to build a complete airframe. And that does include the blocks and stringers, spars, maple mounts, things like that. The short kit, and there's a lot of confusion out there about short kits, but from our company, Precision Cut Kits, a short kit means all the parts that we normally cut with a laser. So you're not going to get the blocks. You may or may not get maple mounts or hardwood mounts and things like that. It's strictly the parts that we cut with the laser.
Gotcha. You know, it's kind of interesting that you guys have kind of found the niche that you had in this hobby and been very successful at it too, by the way. Why don't you kind of tell folks how your company got started?
Well, as I said, back in the day, originally there was actually three people that were cutting kits. There was me and another fellow that had started a company, and there were two other fellows independent of us that were cutting kits, but it was all hand cut. And as the demand grew, the problem with hand cutting is it took a good 40 or 50 hours to cut one kit. Now, normally we would cut three or four or five at a time, but after 40 or 50 hours of labor, you still only had basically one kit on the shelf. I was fortunate that quite a few years ago now, but a fellow came to me with it that had just purchased a laser, and lasers were like it was a bad word back in the day. Nobody wanted laser cut parts, and this fellow did such an extraordinary job cutting them that he and I got together and we started laser cutting the parts, and that enabled us to add what is now probably about 300 different kits that are available.
Gotcha. Well, that's interesting. Folks, if you'd like to join in the discussion tonight, you can contact us three ways. First, of course, you can pick up the phone and give us a call at 478-787-4768. For you overseas listeners, if you have Skype, you can Skype us at Warbird Radio or shoot us an email at live@rcskillbuilder.com. Well, Larry, let me ask you something. You know, we had you on the show last year. What have you guys been up to over the last year?
I think the most exciting thing we have going right now is the addition of what we call the Quick Build series, mm-hmm. which are four 75-inch swing span extras. We have a 300S, a 260, a 330L, and an extra 300. And what we did is, you know, I know that you're a giant scale builder, and I've been around for a long time, too, but sometimes we forget that it can be intimidating to go from the regular box that you're used to going to the hobby shop and getting by one of the box manufacturers, Goldberg, Sig, companies like that that still have some kits out there. But to go from that to just a kit cut from plants can be kind of intimidating. And I came up with the idea of trying to get sort of an in-between kit for the fellas to go from the original box kit to building from plans. And that's what we did with what we call our ProLine Quick Build series. They are 75-inch airplanes. You get everything in the box. Not only do you get the full wood kit, you get the cowl, the canopy, the landing gear, the tail wheel, the wing tube, the plans, and detailed instructions. And we will have a photographic compilation for along where we're actually building a prototype now to get those pictures. So you can actually look at some pictures in, as you go to build. And this is going to make it easy for the guy to transition from either a box kit or maybe for a guy that's built two or three ARFs. And you know, we have a lot of guys who are doing the ARFs and saying, I'd like to build something, but I'm a little bit afraid of all these things. So by doing this, we can give them, keep them in their comfort zone. We give them everything they need to build the airplane in one box. It's a 75-inch airplane. You can put a anything from a 90 to a 1.2 on it. You could go even to a 1.6 four-stroke, and they're great flying airplanes, and they go together very quickly. Probably 30 to 40 hours you can have it in the air.
That's pretty neat. Pretty neat. I have to check that out myself. Looks like we've got a caller holding, Larry. Good evening, caller. You're on the air.
Hi. Yeah, Larry, I just had a question. I just bought a set of plans from you for a Palmer plane. And it's I know you kind of covered this a second ago. I just want to confirm that, you know, he's got a million little parts in there, and you're telling me anything that's not sheet wood or a block, all those little gussets and everything you guys cut. And if you do, how do you identify them all? How do you put the part number on them? Or just, I was wondering how that works. Thanks.
Okay, all the main parts, wing ribs, fuselage forms, all those will have a part number etched on it. Some of the smaller parts you can just identify looking the gussets and things. You'll see those when you look at your plans, look at your top views, look at your side views, and you should be able to match those up without any problem. It's very important that you, and I say this to all the guys who are doing these types of kits, you really have to think out of the box. You've got to think ahead not only as to what you're doing now, but what you're going to do after you glue this part on or that part on. Make sure that you're following a good sequence. But again, getting back to your question, just study their plans very well before you start gluing things together.
Yeah.
That's great to hear. I was just trying to make sure all of those, I mean, it's a stunning number of parts, so it's a great value to get them all cut for you.
Yeah, I've got a Palmer kit also sitting in my basement, and it's amazing the number of parts there. But, you know, that's the thing, just like Larry said, is you just want to make sure that, you know, it's so funny. A lot of times I thought the parts were missing, and I went back and looked two or three times and finally found them because I was looking for the wrong thing, you know. So be sure and double and triple check yourself, you know, before you think there's a problem.
Actually, build it in your head before you start gluing things together.
Right.
That's always the good advice. One of the things I always tell guys, and it's sort of a somewhat of a facetious remark, but you'll get the meaning of it. You wouldn't want to put the sheeting on until you make sure that you have the retract rails glued in. But that's the type of thinking that you have to do. Before I do this, do I have to do anything else? I mean, if you sheet something over, you no longer have access to it. If you have to run wires, if you have to put landing gear mounts, if you have to put servo mounts, those all want to be in place. And once you get used to that sequence, you'll generally be pretty good, but always build it in your mind first.
You're right. You're absolutely right. Hey, we got an email from our buddy Wayne Fussell at Solo Props, and he said, I'm thinking about taking the plunge into World War I. He said, I know, imagine that. He said, do you offer any World War I kits? Do you cut any World War I kits, Larry?
Yeah, we do. We have some on there. Truthfully, I couldn't tell you off the top of my head, but if you go to our website at www.precisioncutkits.com and go to, I think it's list of kits or kits available, something like that, right on the home page, and it will take you right to every kit that we have available.
Oh, right. There you go. There you go. There's your answer, Wayne. Well, let's talk about the kits a little bit. You know, why don't you explain to people a little bit about what's involved in putting one of these, let's say, for instance, a full kit together and in the box and checked and everything. I know you guys go through a fairly long process in doing that. Can you explain that a little bit?
Sure. We'll pick it up from the fact that, all right, well, we'll start with the planes go to our laser cutter. We have four laser cutters that are under contract to us in different parts of the country. Mm-hmm. The planes go to them. What they have to do is scan them in, and then they have to digitize it, and then they have to do a process which is called taking it from raster to vector. And that's some sort of computer speak that basically it's telling the computer is going to tell the laser where to move and when to move and how to move and what direction to move. and they have to make sure that the lines are perfect. If you ever took a drawing and magnified that line 400 or 500 times, it looks like an eyelash. If you tried to cut that, that's the way the laser would cut it. So that's what this raster to vector thing is. Once that happens, they have to take every part and they set it up on what we call a cut sheet. So if it's going to be a balsa part, the average piece of balsa is 3 inches wide, maybe 4 inches, and they have to literally do like a cut and paste. They take the piece off the plans and they paste it onto their cut sheets. When they're done with that, they'll have maybe 10, 15, 20 cut sheets. That's when they're ready to start cutting. So now they will cut those parts, ball supply, whatever it's called for, whatever the plans specify. Once that's done, they send it to us. When it gets here, we get them in the bag. So now my girls will take that, open that box, take that bag, break the bag down into individual pieces, for instance, wing parts, fuselage parts, tail feather parts. Depending on the complexity and how many parts there are, they're very adept at doing that and breaking the parts into very easily identified bags. Once they do that, we also have established a strip, what we call a strip stock list, for every airplane that we do. When they start, they'll go to our files, pull that list along with any other information they need. That list tells them exactly how many of each piece of wood needs to go into the box, and that would include spars, stringers, sheeting, maple blocks, doublers, balsa blocks, anything of that nature would be in that file, and that's what they'll do. Once they get all that in the box, they put the filler in, they seal it. Now, if it's something we have a customer waiting for, it gets a special seal on it that says it's an immediate ship, which we give that the highest priority. Then that goes through, it gets processed, gets weighed. We have UPS shipment pickup here every day, and it goes out to the customer.
Okay. You know, one thing that I think you'll agree with me on this is probably one of the biggest complaints I hear from people when they get a kit cut is they say all the parts aren't there. And, you know, what I think the cause of that is, and maybe you can clarify this even more, is that a lot of times two things happen. Either the designer has sent you guys a cut file and may not have all the parts on it, or if the plan has to be scanned, sometimes the designers tend to embed a little part on some obscure part of the plan and it gets overlooked because it's not on the cut sheet or the template sheet. Is that right?
Yes. Fortunately, doing this for getting close to 20 years, we've eliminated a lot of that. But there are a lot of plans that have what we call phantom parts. And with all good intention, the designer's working there some night and he draws. And this will normally happen. One of the great areas is the end of the aileron and the little end cap that would seal the aileron. So picture an aileron in the middle of the wing. You have to have an end to the aileron and something to close in the end of the wing. And that they always draw that on a top sheet, but they never draw it on a template sheet. That's one area that happens all the time. We call them phantom parts. And normally, things like that are something that a builder could easily make. And you do have to understand, this is still scratch building. We give you as much as we can, but again, if the designer didn't draw the part, obviously we can't cut it. I mean, sometimes we improvise. If I do see something, experienced enough that I know where the problem areas generally are, or if that does happen, I mean, we're not infallible. We, you know, sometimes a piece doesn't get it in the box or something. We do try to make that good. If a customer calls, we try to get the parts to them and get everything, you know, so they can get on with their building. But
yeah,
as you said, sometimes the parts are just never drawn.
Yeah. You know, another issue that comes up sometimes, and I don't think I've ever seen you do this, but I've seen other laser, other kit providers do this. Dave Peterson wrote in and he said, how about when plans call for aircraft ply and the kitter or the cutter uses light ply? Why do they do that?
They shouldn't do that. We never do that. Now, there's one area that sometimes guys get confused is aircraft ply. The definition of aircraft ply is each ply is perfect wood. It's not, if there's no garbage wood in the middle, it's three perfect sheets of plywood or five sheets. Now, because the extreme cost of 5-ply plywood. And also, the extreme difficulty of cutting it with a laser. Very few people, I don't think anyone can use this 5-ply plywood anymore, if you can even get it. But they should never substitute light ply for aircraft ply. Light ply is poplar ply. Aircraft ply is birch. There's a tremendous difference in strength. We do not do that.
That's right. So, yeah, but yeah, and I know some other places that do that. But yeah, that's one thing I can say about you guys. The kits that I've gotten from you, Larry, have always been the right wood, which is kind of amazing today. You know, and folks, let me just say this, and this is just Mike's opinion, but when it comes to getting a kit cut, you get what you pay for, and you know. You see a lot of people out there that complain because they paid $150 for a short kit and it's got junk wood in it. Well, you're getting a $150 short kit, you know. I mean, that's what you're paying for. So, you know, sometimes be sure and do your research before you take that plunge. If you have questions, talk to the person who's cutting the kit and ask them these questions. That's a great question, David. I appreciate you writing that in. That brought up a very good subject. And I think it's important that everyone understands that you're getting what you pay for when you buy those cheap kits.
You know, while you're touching on that subject, one thing I really would like to caution your listeners about, and all the modelers, and that's a lot of the stuff that's being sold on the Internet. You really need to be careful. And, fellas, if you buy stuff off the Internet and there's parts missing, you can't expect any, whether it's me or anybody else, you can't expect to call and say, geez, I bought this kit and there's stuff missing and I want you to replace it. Most guys are going to replace it, but you are going to have to pay for it. I mean, our policy is we warranty to the original owner, but even that has the limits. I had a guy call the other day that bought a kit off the Internet, and he said he was missing some parts, and he said he was building it for a friend. Our first question is always for the name of the purchaser. And we can tell you every airplane we've ever sold for the past almost 20 years. Well, then it was, well, actually, I bought the kit on eBay. Long story short, he bought this kit was 9 years old. We shipped it 9 years ago. And he was calling us and saying he was missing parts. And when I told him he would have to pay for them, he got very upset and hung the phone up on me. But again, caveat emptor when you're buying stuff off the Internet.
Yeah, yes, good advice. Folks, once again, if you'd like to call in or ask Larry a question, you can give us a call at 478-787-4768, Skype us at Warbird Radio, or email us at live@rcscalebuilder.com. You know, no matter where you're at in the world, you can ask Larry a question. This is the chance to do it. So be sure and take advantage of it. So let me ask you something, Larry. What events will you guys be attending this year?
Well, we're going to be at Toledo. Mm-hmm. We will not be at the Ram Show, unfortunately. My wife has had some health problems, and she's doing marvelously right now. But it's kind of put us in a situation where she's not up to full capacity, and I can't handle that show by myself. So, unfortunately, we're going to have to pass that one. But she should be back in shape for Toledo, and we'll get to meet all our friends out there. 10 shows, I really don't know. Again, I'm getting a little older, and some of these 10 shows are going to be a lot of work. So, other than Toledo, I don't really have anything committed right now.
Yeah, well, you know, I think we just need to clarify that the real reason you're not going to the Ram show is because she doesn't want you to go there unsupervised.
This is true. She doesn't let me go anywhere unsupervised.
Well, you know, it's good to have somebody to take care of you like that, Larry, because you need it.
Anybody calls and I talk to people here, there's two questions I ask. Do you want to talk to the person in charge, or do you want to talk to the person who knows what's going on? They may not be the same person.
That's right. So, so you will be at Toledo, so of course we'll get to see you there. You usually bring a lot of kits with you, don't you?
Yeah, we generally take about 100, 125 kits. Mm-hmm. And that, you know, it varies, whatever. Right now, things are just absolutely over the top. I mean, the stuff that's going to, all over the United States, of course, but the stuff that's going abroad is just phenomenal. I guess the dollar's down against the euro or the whatever, but we're really hard-pressed to keep up.
Wow. Well, that's good news. I hope the rest of the industry picks up like that, because it could sure use it right now.
Yeah, I know. It's difficult. People don't have a lot of money to spend. That was actually one of the thoughts behind, as I mentioned earlier, with the Quick Bill series, was to get a guy that could get an IMA legal airplane for in the air for under probably about $500 or $600.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Well, that's neat. Well, look, Larry, I appreciate you coming on the show tonight, man. You know, we always enjoy having you here, and I hope you'll come back again. And
Anytime, you know that.
Keep us updated.
Talk to you and the folks out there.
Yeah, we enjoy it. We like getting questions in and letting you answer them. And I guess, folks, if you're going to the Toledo show, be sure and stop by Larry's booth and check him out and bring some cash to buy that kit for your next project. And otherwise, be sure and check him out at precisioncutkits.com.
That's it.
I'm sure you can email him, and he'll be happy to field any questions. Him or his wife, Judy, will be able to help you. So be sure and check that out. Larry, I appreciate you coming on the show, and I for sure will see you in Toledo, my friend.
Hey, thank you, Mike. Have a good evening.
You too, pal. You take care. Folks, stick around. We're going to take a little commercial break. And when we come back, Ron Berg's going to be joining us to give us a review on perfect foam wing construction. I had to get that out. So stick around. We'll be right back after these messages.
Live from Washington, D.C., this is Warbird Radio.
Log on now to FightingColors.com. That's FightingColors.com for more on Gary Velasco and his amazing nose art. That's FightingColors.com.
Hi, this is Mike Chilson, host of the RC Skill Builder Show here on Warbird Radio. If you're interested in scale models, join us every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern for interviews and the latest news and events in RC Scale. The RC Skill Builder Show here on Warbird Radio.
Meet Miss Evelyn. She's been eating Tommy's hot dog salad for years. In fact, she's the one who invented it.
Well, my daddy was a coal miner way back when, and he used to tell me, he'd say, Evelyn, darling, I want something that'll last me from lunchtime all the way to breakfast time because your mom is cooking so bad. So one morning I woke up and I made daddy some famous hot dog salad that I'd learned how to make back in high school. And he said, well, daddy, darling, what's this? And I said, well, daddy, it's Evelyn's hot dog salad. He said, Evelyn, nobody wants nothing named after a fat girl. That just sounds awful. Evelyn's hot dog salad. I said, well, Daddy, we'll call it Tommy's hot dog salad, named after him, Tommy. And it just caught on. You know, people just said, what's that? It's just so good. And I said, well, it's Tommy's hot dog salad.
Try a fresh hot bowl of Tommy's hot dog salad tonight. It's available in two flavors, El Tommy Tom Tom Fiesta and our traditional Tommy's Choice, both made with pure 100% hot dog meat. Try a bowl today, and you'll be saying,
it's just so good.
This is Don Kennedy, host of Big Band Jump, a part of Warbird Radio. Tune in, take off with the excitement of Warbird Radio.
High G's and high octane. This is Warbird Radio. Tune in, take off.
And welcome back to the RC Scale Builder Show. And we want to thank our sponsor, Tommy's Hot Dog Salad. It's good. Be sure and check it out in your local grocery store. I love that. That's so awesome. I want to welcome to the show our good buddy Ron Berg, who has been just pushed aside for several weeks because of
our guests. Starting to feel a little unwanted there.
Well, I sure am glad you could join us tonight, Ron. What do you think of our new sponsor, Tommy's Hot Dog Salad?
Pardon me?
What do you think of our new sponsor, Tommy's Hot Dog Salad?
Oh, I think that's great. You know, it's nothing like a gourmet meal or opportunity to have one without having to cook.
We'll be sure and send you a case, okay?
Yeah, please do. Let's talk about wings
tonight, my friend.
Okay, I want to talk about, this is another video offering by AeroMedia. I'm becoming quite a fan of Bob Knoll. He's the one that's mediating this video, and he shows you from the very beginning, starting out with just a couple blanks, foam core blanks, and then he goes all the way through the step to install a wing tube. It retracts, cutting the gear well for retracts, sheeting, I mean, everything that you need, all the skills you need to know to put a foam core wing together. And it's very very systematic. He'll show you, the video lasts an hour and 46 minutes, and by the time you get through, you will know how to do it. And we're starting to see this a little more. People are, I think, are starting to think of other ways to build their models. And of course, you know, the Donnelly Holman Focke-Wulf 490, the invert mask, those kits have been around for a long time, but it's an excellent kit. And you end up with a very, very strong wing, and it's very accurate in profile, very accurate in shape. There's once you get your sheeting on, it's not going to change. I've built a couple foam wings, and I actually prefer them over the built-up wings, but maybe I'm different.
Well, I don't think anyone would argue that point.
I had a friend, he was flying, I can't remember what it was. It was one of the little aerobatic planes, and he drove it into the ground and just destroyed the fuselage, but the wing, as a foam core wing, was still pretty much intact, had a pretty big hole in the leading edge on one end. And as a joke, he put the foam wing up like a ramp for his when he went to load his trailer up, and he would walk up and down that wing two or three times, and it didn't break. And I challenged somebody to do that with a built-up wing. It's just not going to happen.
Strong. So overall, you're impressed with the video, and
oh yeah, you know, I've got all of the offerings that AeroMedia has done, and they're all extremely well done. They're good value for the money. And I mean, this particular one is $19.95. You know, that's 20 minutes work for, you know, for a lot of people, or not for me, but for you. And but it's good. It's good value for the money. I mean, to learn a skill that will increase your choices, increase your ability to build models, you know, $20 isn't much.
No, not at all. Not at all. Not for the knowledge pass there. Well, that's super. You know, well, we're glad to have you back, Ron. And I'm sorry, I just got your question that you emailed in for Larry.
Oh, that's all right.
So
I was hitting click about the time you were, about right after I hit click, you'd shut everything down and he was off the air.
I'm sorry about that. I'm sorry we missed it. But, well, super. So, in a couple of weeks, you'll be back about 3 weeks, you'll be back with another review for us. And, we certainly look forward to when you come back to talk to us.
Okay. All right, bud. Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot, pal. All right, folks, that was Ron Berg with the review of the DVD Perfect Foam Wing Construction from Airborne Media, and we'll have that link up on the RC Scale Builder Show thread in the RC Scale Builder Show forum on rcscalebuilder.com. So be sure and check that out right after the show. Now, folks, it's time for our weekly Meister Trivia Question, and this is brought to you by Meister Scale. And just remember, nothing flies like a Meister, so be sure and check them out at meister-scale.com. Matt, would you like to come in on this?
And sure, Mike. You know, you're talking about nothing flies like a Meister. Mm-hmm. Dino DiGiorgio, quite the fan of Tommy's Hot Dog Salad, I might add.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. You know, every time I see him, as a matter of fact, he asks me for a can.
Right. Well, and I'd like to say that every Meister Scale model sold on this show will come with a free case of Tommy's Hot Dog Salad made with 100% real hot dog meat.
That's right.
Say. Yeah,
that's
there
right.
You go.
Absolutely. So
mm-hmm. Comes in a can, but tastes like it's straight from the chef, just so you know. Yeah.
You know, this is sounding strangely like Prairie Home Companion.
Nope. Tommy's is real, Mike. You know how that goes. Yeah. So, do you have a trivia question for us this evening?
We sure do. Yeah, man, this is a great one.
Good.
You know, it's kind of a busy week, and I'm having to do some client work here at the end of the week. But, you know, that's the way it goes some weeks.
All right.
But we got a great question. And, folks, if you would like to win a bottle of Zap Medium CA and a Aerocinema Preview DVD, all you have to do is give us a call at 478-787-4768, Skype us at Warbird Radio, or email your answer to the trivia question to live, L-I-V-E, at rcscalebuilder.com, and we'll get it right out to you. Tonight's question is actually – related, but not directly related to building. The question is, how many years does it take for a balsa tree to be mature enough to harvest?
How many years for a balsa wood tree to become ready to harvest, huh?
Yeah, to become mature enough to harvest. Wow. And there is a span in there, so if you guess anywhere in there, you'll win, obviously. So give us a call at 478-787-4768 if you think you know the answer. Skype us at Warbird Radio or email us at live at rcscalebuilder.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Hey, have you ever seen a balsa wood tree, Mike?
I sure have. And, you know, they're not very pretty. Yeah.
Oh, man. Hey, dear.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, you can actually buy balsa wood trees on Amazon. Did you know that?
I know a couple of modelers that are cheap enough. They probably try that.
I think I know more than a few, yeah.
But, what are you planting back there, Ned?
Yeah, really.
Next year's project. Yeah, I know how that goes. Yeah. Right.
Oh, this little sapling is my project for six years from now. Oh, did I say that out loud?
Yeah, yeah. Well, you have a caller tonight, I think.
Well, let's take the caller. Good evening, caller. Do you know the answer to our trivia question?
I think I do.
Okay, well, why don't you tell us?
I think it's 5 to 6 years.
Well, you nailed it. The official number is 6 to 10 years. But we will accept your answer since you said six. And who are we speaking with?
This is Tony.
Tony, you emailed in earlier, didn't you? Yeah.
Yeah.
Good to hear from you, my friend. It's nice to have a fellow Alabamian on the radio show.
Yeah, and I listen to you every time you – well, I downloaded the podcast. That's what I do.
I've gone
back and downloaded all the podcasts.
Well,
so I know that sounds crazy.
Well, I appreciate you listening to the show. That means a lot. Tommy, if you would, could you shoot me an email to live, L-I-V-E, at rcscalebuilder.com and with your shipping address, and I'll get that out to you this week sometime?
I sure will.
All right. Well, look, thanks for listening to the show, and thanks for calling in, and congratulations.
Okay, and thank you. Have a good one.
All right, Tony. Thank you. All right, folks, there you go. Mobile, Alabama comes through every time.
He's down there close to that Sir Jerry, isn't he? Yeah,
that's right. He's down there near Mr. Bates.
Mr. Bates, that's good.
And so let's see, what else have we got going on, Matt? I'm looking through my notes here. Upcoming events.
Yeah.
How about that?
Okay.
This is brought to you by myrcevents.com. Folks, if your club is having a fly-in, a contest, anything, you need to go to myrcevents.com and put that event up on their website so others can see what's going on in your area. And you would be surprised how many people look at that site. So it's free. All you got to do is sign up and you can post all your club events or whatever there and see what else is going on in your part of the country. Coming up in March 4th and 5th, we have the 2011 Southeastern Modelers Show in Perry, Georgia, Matt's old stomping grounds. And we'll be down there the whole time, so be sure and look for us. We won't have a booth or table, but we'll be wandering around. And those of you that know me.
That's a big show down there, Mike, too. You know?
It really is. It's huge. Mm-hmm. It's really big. And, of course, April 1st through the 3rd in Toledo, Ohio.
But you forgot, Mike, the Ugly Airplane Contest.
Oh, I almost forgot.
Yeah, you forgot the Ugly Airplane Contest. We are having the Ugly Airplane Contest.
That's right, folks. What we're going to do is We want you, if you
what are we going to do?
No, I've got this. If you come to Perry, Georgia, to the Southeastern Modeler Show, I want you to bring your digital camera with you.
Yep.
Or a telephone that has a camera on it. And when you look at an airplane down there, you go, man, that has to be the ugliest airplane I've ever seen in my life. I want you to snap a picture of it.
Then wait 5 minutes and you'll find another one that might give it a run for its money. But
that's right. Yeah. But email that to us here at the station. And after the Perry show, we're gonna give something away. We don't know yet what, but
it'll be good, though.
We'll give something away to whoever comes up with the ugliest airplane at the Perry Show. Now, don't get me wrong. There are a lot of beautiful airplanes down there for sale. But, you know, just like all of our hangars, we have that one scuffed up one that's a little long in the tooth, you know. And people tend to try and get rid of them down there. So,
I mean, there's a lot of nice airplanes down there, too.
Absolutely.
But there's always that one, so... Yeah,
I like to call them colorful flying models.
Yeah.
but be sure and do that. We'll talk more about that as the show gets closer. Of course, the Weak Signals RC Expo coming up April 1st through the 3rd in Toledo, Ohio. That's the big show. And we, of course, will be having the RC Scale Builder dinner there Friday night at the Spaghetti Warehouse. Be sure and check our website. I don't think our buddy Dave's put a post up yet, but if he's listening, I sure do wish he would go ahead and do that right now. So, but we'll get that up as soon as possible for you. So be thinking about that. The Blue Max event coming up April 15th through the 17th at Fantasy of Flight Museum in Polk City, Florida. Folks, this is an incredible event. If you want to see some museum quality World War I model aircraft and full-scale aircraft, be sure and try and attend that event. And, of course, last but certainly not least, we've got the Sodbusters Warbird Fly-In April 22nd and 23rd in Camden, South Carolina. I'll post all these events and a link to their information in the episode thread on rcscalebuilder.com, so be sure and check that out. And one last thing, Mr. Matt, we have a recommended site of the week. It's the U.S. Naval Aircraft Markings. And this is part of the Navy website that shows all of their marking details from the inception of naval aviation to present.
That's great, Mike.
Yeah, so it's a good reference.
Very good site.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I have a shameless plug to throw in here because I think the RC Scale Builder folks are really going to like this.
We'll throw it.
I get excited about certain shows. You know this. I get excited about every show. Let me just say that. But there's a gentleman who's coming on this Thursday who has been a great friend of mine in aviation. He's also a modeler, a scale modeler, and a wonderful, wonderful builder who a lot of folks in Houston, Texas will probably know. His name is Pete Fusco. And Pete is coming on the program. He has written a book. He wrote it back, I think, in 01, but has since... had it with a new cover on it and a revised edition. I simply cannot stress this enough, Mike. This is a book that belongs on every aviator's bookshelf. Hmm. And I mean this seriously. It has to be the funniest damn aviation book ever written. Just simply put, Pete Fusco, a terrific builder, and don't let the humor of the book throw you off. This guy is a first-class modeler. I would put his work up against anybody's work. And designer, builder, terrific guy, and just an all-around great guy. But I Moondogs Academy of the Air and Other Disasters by Pete Fusco is the name of the book. It's going to be on our Amazon site, I hope, Mike. And it's just terrific. But I wanted to let me read a bit of this.
Sure.
As Pete Fusco moved from one wretched flying job to another in the early days of his aviation career, he displayed a knack for elevating the most ordinary situations to a grand debacle. He maintains that it wasn't entirely his fault. He assigns part of the blame to the gods of aviation misfortune, who seemed to stalk him for their own entertainment. The gods had help, though, along the way, enlisted the services of an ex-biker named Moondog, the Cleveland Mafia, a mystical beast known as the Curtis C-46, a Miami smuggler of shrunken heads, and a con artist named Three Finger Hank. Now, listen, this is the funny part about this, Mike. All of these stories are true. And I've met nearly everyone that was involved in these stories. One involves a monkey jumping out of a cub with a parachute. There's just so much in this book, and it's so rich with aviation fun stuff that it seriously belongs in everybody's bookshelf. So run out and get a copy of it today. You won't put it down. It's not too many pages, but like 300 pages, but you'll read it in the night.
Yeah,
I cannot pitch that book enough. It is absolutely hysterical. Everybody I know that has been around me has read that book at one point or another.
Why haven't you turned me on to it?
I haven't sent it to you because I just got it back. I had loaned it out, and Pete's going to get on me for that. He's going to say, why didn't you tell him to buy my book? Don't send it out. Tell him to buy it. So buy the book. It's funny. It's a great book, and if you've ever had anything to do with airplanes, you'll love it, and it's written by a modeler. So,
yeah. Hey, on a somewhat related topic, you've been having some fun this week, haven't you?
Oh, man. I'm gonna have more.
Why don't you tell
tomorrow.
Folks what you're up to?
I'm gonna have more
week.
Fun tomorrow at 5 in the morning. I'm cleaning the windows in the L2.
Yeah.
That's the official answer. I'm cleaning the windows in the L2.
Yeah.
On the other note, I'm doing some plastic molding right now, and it's as I said earlier this morning. I said the image that comes to mind it involves a monkey and a football, and we'll leave it at that. But yeah, Mike, it's not fun. It's not fun. That stuff, that's the most ungainly, hard to work with stuff I've ever seen in my life. And of course, that it's 20 degrees in the hangar probably doesn't make it any easier. But yeah, that stuff's, it's just nasty. I don't ever want to hear you gripe about cutting windows out for that Belanca or, you know, with scissors and having to glue. I don't want to hear it because this stuff, the real deal stuff, is just a nightmare.
Hey, you wanna run with the big dogs? You gotta.
And it's all
there.
Compound curves. So.
Yeah, of course it is. Yeah. You know, it would not make sense to have flat.
No, not at all. It's all compound curves, and I'm in there by myself because you won't come up and help.
My friend, you know, I'll tell you,
David Heil won't even come out, and he's here.
Well, I
feel so crushed that he has not. He did offer to go to lunch the other day. I should say that. So.
Oh, did you get to talk?
I haven't talked to David. Are you kidding, Sir David? No, I haven't talked to him. He's a mysterious. You know, he's a very mysterious man, Mike.
You know, since he got this promotion, he's just been kind of.
Oh, stuck. I didn't know about that.
Yeah, he got a promotion last.
Well, he's even more mysterious.
Yeah, I hear from him only when he needs something.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know how that is. You know what they say: a friend in need is a pest, right?
Just joking, of course. David's one of the nicest guys on the planet.
I hope we go to lunch this week, and then I can maybe get him to come down and help out with the glass. But
you know, I bet if he knew about it, Matt, he probably would come help you.
Yeah, I doubt it.
Well, okay. Probably not.
if someone asked me to go do this after doing this now, I would not go. I'd say, I'm busy that week. Yeah, that's just kind of, what a nightmare. I wouldn't wish that on the worst enemy in the world to have to go do this. It's awful work. So,
hey, I want to send a special hello out to my friend Lainey down in New Zealand. She's not quite at the end of the world.
But darn close.
But you can see it from where she lives. You know what I'm saying? So... I just want to say hello to her. This part of the show may get to her about 20 minutes after we actually broadcast.
There you go.
But want to say hello to her and all the modelers down in New Zealand. We've got quite a few of you on the show. I hope some of you are listening. And of course, I want to take a minute and thank everyone who's gone to the Australian Red Cross site and donated for the floods in Australia. That's a terrible disaster, and you know these people are trying to pick their lives up and put them back together. And every little thing you can do, you know, helps.
Did you read the article about the sharks swimming through the streets? I don't know if it was real.
Crazy. It was quite a mess down there. But thanks to everyone who contributed to that, and let's not forget those folks. So. Yeah. It's kind of hard to understand because it's so far away from most of us. But you know we've all had things like that in our countries. So so don't forget them. That's all I'm asking. But anyway, back to more enjoyable things. So who you have coming on the morning show in the morning?
Tomorrow is Eddie Shear, Mike. He's the.
The weather guy.
Took me by surprise. Yeah, Eddie's coming on tomorrow morning. Groundhog Day tomorrow, and we're gonna salute weathermen tomorrow and talk about aviation and weather. And listen, if you have a weather question, send us an email, call in, whatever you want to do, and we'll get you on.
Can I call in with my best Southern accent and say, "Hey y'all,
hey y'all"?
Why do you always screw up the forecast?
Do it tomorrow. Call in tomorrow. Please do.
I'd love to if I wasn't busy. But there you go. Well, all right. Well, I guess that's it for tonight. What a great show. You know, as usual, we had some good participation, and I appreciate Larry coming on and talking to us about precision cut kits. But most importantly, I want to thank all of you for listening tonight. And we do this show for you and for no other reason than that. So we really appreciate you participating. Be sure and check out our website, of course, rcskillbuilder.com, if you have not already. Just sign up, get you an account, and you can get on there and do all kinds of searching and browsing and ask questions. I guess that's going to wrap it up, but be sure and stay tuned for more great programming here on Warbird Radio. And until next week, don't forget to measure twice and cut once. Good night.
Good night, Mike.